No jaywalking on my watch.
An illegal trade that can be more profitable than drug dealing.
Federal agents have been fighting cigarette smuggling by smuggling cigarettes.
Nice there for some illegal smuggling. Illegally.
Agents buy truckloads of smokes in low-tax states like Virginia and sell them in high-tax states like New York.
Strawberry, nice.
The sting operations are designed to build cases against cigarette smugglers, but ATF cashes in, too.
Strawberry and tobacco, like peanut butter and jelly.
Federal law allows the agency to keep booty to cover operational expenses, further blurring the line between lawbreakers and law enforcers. And agents are apparently pretty sloppy when handling money and smokes. According to an Inspector General report, ATF allowed a confidential informant to pocket $4.9 million in profits made during just one operation.
We need a receipt? Nah, we're good.
The report says over the course of dozens of stings, ATF mishandled $162 million in profits and lost 420 million cigarettes.
Anyone seen about 420 million cigarettes?
And yeah, that's the same ATF that lost thousands of weapons that ended up in the hands of Mexican drug cartels.
Anyone see my gun?
You filming me? You filming me, punk?
But come on, don't cops and federal agents have better things to do? Check out the ATF's most wanted list. It has guys wanted for attempted murder and actual murder.
Do you realize you are smuggling cigarettes?
So maybe the agency should spend more time tracking down violent criminals instead of busting guys who sell cigarettes.
The worst kind of criminal.
Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nominees for next month, and check out Lauren Boughton, this month's featured follower.
Tweetering me? Are you tweetering me?